Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome on into the Locker Room Show. We are here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Watch the Saints going down to the LA Chargers 26-8. We're going to go back to SoFi Stadium, check in with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister, who has a health update for us.
Here are the LCMC Health Update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. You had a couple guys that left the game. Chris Olave was one that left the game, was able to come back in. Didn't see Pete Warner. Pete Warner left the game. I don't think the defense came back out there, and so Pete Warner will kind of try to figure out what happened to him. Bud Meen left the game, did not come back in. Lower leg injury. Kendre Miller left the game, did not come back in. Hamstring. Marshawn Lattimore left the game, did not come back in. And so the Saints get a couple of healthy guys back, but you end up losing 2 for sure, 3 for sure, possibly even more. That is the LCMC Health Update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well.
Deuce, a lot of things obviously went wrong in this matchup for the black and gold, but one thing obviously standing out to me at least, penalties, just too many, 766 yards. I continue to see those little mistakes coming back to haunt this team.
Well, particularly on offense. I mean, there were numerous runs where Kendre had plus 15, plus 10, and, you know, it'd get called back for a holding call, and then you had, you know, the false start and, you know, just man down the field, offensive lineman, you know, and then defensively, you've got the pass interference. I think there was another one on the defense where you had the offsetting 15-yard penalties. I mean, at some point, a player has to be held accountable for the mistakes that they're making and the things that they're continue to do.
What are you seeing from this offense right now, Deuce? I know, obviously, not a whole lot going into the end zone, but what can they do to get something back on track? Because we are way far, obviously, away from we saw what this team was putting up the first 2 weeks.
Well, you're stagnant offensively, and you're not able, you know, there were a couple plays that, you know, ball hits normally sure-handed guys in the hands, and they don't make the catch, whether it's thrown too hard or whether, you know, location, whatever it may be, you didn't make the play. And then the other thing is, you know, you're third and long. You're third and forever, and that's hard for any offense. And so you wanted to play it conservatively early on when the game was close, but then when you had to throw it, you couldn't protect the quarterback. That's what it boils down to. I mean, earlier in the year, you were second and short. So you were not putting yourself in third and long situations where you had to play from be a drop back pass team, and that's not who you wanted to be. And so over these 6 games that you've lost, that's kind of what you've kind of ended up being. I think, you know, you talk about the first 2 games, you scored 91 points. Well, guess what you scored over the next 6 games? 94. That's not a recipe for success when you go back and look at it. And so you were stagnant. You tried to switch quarterbacks. There was a little bit of rhythm that you did get, but you never were able to get in the end zone, even on the last play there. And so, man, it's tough. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there and make a play.
Tough. This is down right now for sure, this team. Another, you know, loss for them makes it 6 straight. What do these players have to do? I know we talk about it a lot, of the guys staying on task and being focused. But if you're in that locker room now, what are you saying to each other to try and snap out of anything and to get things back on track? Because this has just really been abysmal of late.
Well, first, it's got to be self. I've got to be accountable for myself. You know, did I go out there and put my best effort forward? Did I go out there and compete like I know I can? And if you can't do that, then you're cheating yourself. Next, you know, from a team standpoint, what can I do? What can we do to get better? You know, from a playmaker standpoint, what can I do to give my team an opportunity to win? From a coaching standpoint, am I calling the right plays? Am I teaching the right things? You know, why guys are responding? Why aren't they responding? All of those things they have to be able to tell you, you know, and at some point, you know, you just may not be good enough. That happens as well. You're just not good enough. And so this game, you were in the game, but then, you know, just the mistakes, you would put you behind the chain. You would, you know, wouldn't be able to make a tackle. And so this was a game you may have should have lost, but you shouldn't have lost like this.
Deuce, these last couple have been really rough, but listening to you, Mike, at least makes my day enjoyable. So thank you and have a great flight home. Be talking to you soon.
Appreciate it.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.